Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third quarter. Imagine a world where your news anchor is a robot in a suit, wearing glasses, and a human-quality personality. Throw your imagination away. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young, and I'm guessing Dan has worked with robots before on the news desk.
I have. A lot of them have that robot head. We find the We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away. Thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all actually travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket. And they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Away has the perfect gift for everyone on your list, because this holiday season, everyone wants to get away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo CLNS. So it may sound like, you know, sci-fi stuff, right?
I saw an Avatar
you saw
15 years ago.
You did.
Do the exact same thing that this robot on camera did the other day.
Well, now it's here.
Yeah.
It's here and it's out there. Now, it's my understanding it has not actually appeared on a newscast anywhere near you, but it was unveiled at a major conference. And China is behind this.
Right. And not only is China behind it, the Chinese government, I believe, is behind
this. They are behind it. They've been all sorts of technology used in this. But basically what it is there's a guy who's sitting there anchoring the news.
He looks like a guy.
He looks like, actually, you know what? Anchors do look like robots, so maybe you can't tell.
Well, it's funny. You know you don't want to be robotic.
Right.
On the air.
You don't.
You want to be natural.
You want to be natural.
You want to have a conversation with your audience.
But oftentimes that does not happen.
No, it does not.
And so therefore, anchors have always looked like they were robots.
Correct.
So therefore, when you do introduce a robot, it may not seem as if it's a robot. It may look like a real anchor.
And then the danger of this, of course, Dan, is if the government is behind it, then this robot that you're going to believe, because anything you see on TV by a reputable news person, right? It has to be true.
It has to be true. And
right.
What does this look? I know we're at the bottom of the list in terms of credibility right now. Worse than ever, some of it is not deserved. I think in the past when people disliked us or whatever, they may have had a legitimate beef here and there. But the wave that we have seen where people just don't trust the news media is just off the charts. So imagine now with that in mind, when someone sees that the person delivering the news isn't, in fact, fake. How can they believe what comes out of the fake thing's mouth?
You know what? They gave $100,000 to that couple that conned a lot of
people.
Right. You know what? It's the dumbing down of society.
Yeah.
It really is.
But isn't this where everything is going, though?
Yes, it is.
It's robots. It's technology.
And it's AI. It's artificial intelligence, right? So if you watch this, you have to watch it with a bit of skepticism. You just have to, because the person's being controlled, the robot is being controlled by a human developer to a point.
Right, the developer is controlling by what it sets up, but it's not controlling
it's thinking,
it. The thing is
it's like
thinking.
Alexa. It's like Alexa and Google and Echo and all these things in your houses that are spying on you, but you just don't know it.
Exactly.
Careful
So basically, they educate it by whatever the technology
story
is that they put in there.
Right.
And then based on its education, it then is able to read what's inputted. You know, it's reading tweets or other things that comes out of its mouth. Its mouth doesn't actually close. It's a little kind of spooky. It just talks the whole time with his mouth a little open here.
Right.
But it's patterned after a real Chinese anchor.
Right.
And
how long can you talk without moving your lips?
It's not
an easy thing to do.
When I was a kid, I was practicing to be a ventriloquist.
We all did
And so I could do it quite
well. And by the way, I play the dummy really well.
You know, my daughter and I the other day, she found a YouTube video somewhere of this little girl who was on America's Funniest People or Talented People.
Yeah, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, this little girl who apparently, she won, or I don't know if she won the whole thing, but she won something.
Yeah.
And she sang she was doing all these high notes with her mouth closed. So my daughter and I were practicing.
Wow.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can
do
that.
And you couldn't tell. Yeah, but I think I saw your mouth moving.
No.
Anyway.
No. By the way, you can't see my mouth because I'm behind the pop screen.
Yes, and you're also behind the media. So So the agency is using the anchor simulations to, quote, reduce news production costs and improve efficiency. This is according to CNN Business. It is that's sad.
And I'm afraid that in 30 years, 40 years after we're I'm not thinking about being around for 40 years. There's going to be, again, more cuts in local and international news and being replaced by these robots.
Right. I think, you know, there is no doubt that technology has always displaced people. And while it's a sad thing, I don't know that I can sit here and say, okay, because people will lose their jobs, this is a bad thing. And I'm not necessarily saying that, although it is sad when people lose their jobs. What is more troubling about this versus some of the other technologies that have displaced people from newsrooms is that this is now taking the place of thinking. Right. It's not just saying this is a tool for you to use along with everything else. This potentially could replace everything. Right. And it's a machine thinking now as opposed to a machine being a tool to help you out.
It really is iRobot.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
That movie is becoming more and more a reality.
Yeah.
And that's kind of scary. Although I can't wait for the flying car.
Well, I'd like that,
just
too.
Just think about that. Just think about that the next time you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
No, I like flying car, but
chitty-chitty-bang-bang,
I'm
going to
have
go
some control over
go.
That. I don't think that it's going to be flying around on its own. I'll still control it, but maybe it will. But I think in terms like this, Jimmy, when you know that some robot is going to be anchoring the news, and we think about artificial intelligence and how it's being used within the news industry now, where it's writing stories. We've talked about that. Writing stories, usually sports scores and those kinds of things that are a little
important. Throw the sports guy under the bus, huh?
It's sports scores. You know, they can look at numbers. There's no nuance that has to be decided with numbers.
As we know, in local news, sports time has gone from 22 minutes and 30 seconds total on a new show. Went in the 70s, before ESPN, we were getting 7.5, 8 minutes for sports on the weekends.
And now do you get a minute and a half?
Two and a half, a minute and a half.
Yeah. But you know why, though? People get their sports from everywhere.
And that's exactly why consultants have said you don't need a sports guy full-time anymore.
So maybe they'll go from real anchors and toss to the sports AI guy. But
yeah, there you go.
There you were.
But it's the dumbing down of our world.
So do you think that there needs to be, and I'm talking from a journalism perspective, does there need to be some sort of code of ethics? You know, we have the Society of Professional Journalists who put out this code of ethics in general for real human reporters, and things that you have to think about before you do them. Does there have to be something, you think, around artificial intelligence that we need to start putting some guidelines, some infrastructure in terms of what we should or shouldn't do before this becomes a regular thing?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously going to agree with you there.
I just don't think
reality is going to make that happen.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't. I think that any way that a company can cut costs, and that's what we're talking about here, replacing humans with robots, you're going to cut costs.
Right. But I'm saying, is there...
You don't have... Those robots, by the way, do not need health benefits.
No.
They just don't.
They also don't need 401ks.
Right. So think about the money that the companies...
Are going to save here. So, let's... It's a given that this will happen. What I'm saying is, do you think there needs to be a code?
Of course.
Since we know it's going to happen...
Right.
Should we figure out what the rules for the road are on this issue?
But who's going to make sure that they are followed?
And you could point to the rules now just for general journalism.
Right.
Who follows it or who
that
doesn't?
Ain't
you
happening.
Know, it's all over the place,
That's right?
Right.
Yeah.
And some newsrooms have regulations and others don't. I hope that at least we've seen it on the technology side with the companies that they've put together these various different panels and groups to look into, not that they necessarily will do anything, but they're at least talking about, you know, how can we make sure that we're not creating a monster here that will come back to bite us? And I think we need to be having those conversations in journalism circles.
Do you remember a few weeks ago on one of our little episodes of Behind the Media that's available on iTunes and CLNSmedia.com?
And the iHeart Radio.
And iHeart Radio, which
we're
very excited about. The guy who invented the internet, right? And he wanted to put in, he was apologizing for how it's been abused.
Right.
And he has this new charge, this foundation, right, that he's going to okay, everybody be on your best behavior when you're online.
Yeah, it's basically putting rules for the road for individuals who are using it and for businesses as well and those who are the technology folks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you should rethink how this thing I created, which I thought you guys could police yourselves, I now realize you couldn't.
Right. Every parent in America knows this, okay?
Yes,
in the
do.
Beginning, with the, yeah, you, in the beginning, you need to put up your barriers and, and your walls, okay? Because if you try to corral the child back in after mm-hmm. it's been wild, it's been the wild, wild west for a long time.
Yes.
It's very difficult to get them all to agree, okay, I'll stop acting like a child now right. and I'll start to act more like a mature adult.
Right. So you do the hardcore punishment up front.
I don't believe in punishment.
You don't believe in punishment?
No, I believe in consequences for your action. It does not have to be punishment.
I think, well, I'm not saying you beat them. I'm just saying the punishment could be time out.
How'd that work out? No, taking away privileges is certainly a consequence that will hit home with a teenager.
Man, you sounded like a modern parent, Jimmy. What happened to you?
I don't know.
You were beat down man back in the day.
I was.
and now all of a sudden you become, this is what happens as you get older. So you have really strict parents who used to, like my dad, you
right.
know, they
yes.
used to whip like the belt off and all of that stuff.
I got the
and
threat.
All of a sudden,
I never got the belt. I got the threat.
I got the belt. And then you look funny at your kids and your parents are like, well, why are you looking funny at your kid? What do you mean, why am I looking funny at the kids? You used to beat me.
Right.
But they forget about that.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
All of a sudden it's this, oh, right. no, you need to talk to them. And all. Yeah, you didn't talk to me.
That's right.
You did more than that. Oh, no, all this aggression coming out. Pent up aggression.
It's not easy being a parent.
No, it isn't. How do we end up here, Jim?
I have no idea. Oh, robots.
Oh,
robots doing the news.
Robots doing
by
the news.
By the way, yes. come on. Come on.
What?
I have a visual of who the robot is. I'm not going to say who it is. But people know him,
yes.
let's just say.
Yes.
And he was one of the best of his time.
One of the best robots.
One of the best news anchors, news readers of all time.
By the way, would you want an AI to be patterned after you? You could live on, Jimmy, forever as an AI anchor.
If I was just doing sports and reporting sports
You'd
news, like the scores, like you were saying, just scores and highlights kind of a thing, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, but I'm saying right now they could just create one pattern after you and sell it, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy would
they'll pay people to watch it. Is that the only way you'll get people to watch it?
You could be on stations all around the world doing sports, but not really just
being
the other Jimmy.
My robot.
Your robot.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
If you think so.
Yeah, let us know if you think so. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.